want answers?
I want the truth!
Then you want Dave Hodges!
The Common Sense Show. You can't dodge the Hodge.
Welcome to hour number two of the Common Sense Show. Hi, I'm your host, Dave Hodges. Also joining us is our news director, Andy DeRiso, and our special guest this evening talking to us about technocracy and the frightening aspects of it for our future is none other than August Review's Patrick Wood. And Annie, you've got a question for Patrick.
Yes, I do, Patrick. Now, does that mean they're going to force us to go buy a new washer, dryer, stove, TV, computer? Or do they have some little attachment that they're going to put on them? Or you were explaining that, but I didn't quite understand.
Well, you know, that's a good question. How will they introduce these devices into people's homes? Well, first off, if you go into Sears or into, you know, a big appliance store where they sell these kind of things, if you go in there and you talk to them, the new appliances you find now are likely to have these circuit cards already embedded in the device and you don't even know it. They're just there and they'll communicate when the time is right. But you know how when you put an energy-saving device, like say you go buy a new refrigerator, it used to, I don't know if it's current right now, but it used to be that you could get a rebate back from the government for buying that device. You know, if it was really an energy saver, you could get a couple $100 or a few $100 back if it's an air conditioner. So there might be there could easily be some incentives where people say, oh wow, you know, I get $200 off my tax bill if I buy a super green, you know, smart get ready appliance for my house. A lot of people think that's as good as sliced bread, and they'll do it.
It reminds me of when we went off of the analog TV. We either had the box, had to have, you know, the service buy a new box or whatever. It makes me feel like there's going to be a point to come where you're not going to have the capability of using your TV, washer, dryer, whatever, unless it does have one of those little gizmos.
Well, a house that, this is my opinion now, the way I'm reading this, I haven't researched, you know, I don't have anything to back this up other than common sense, and this is the Common Sense Show. But here's, if somebody says, I refuse to have that meter on my house, or I refuse to do that kind of thing, and, you know, your neighbors maybe around you have, but you haven't, you're going to hold out and say, I'm not going to do that. What'll happen to you, and my guess is, they will be controlled successfully by whatever limited energy comes to their house. They'll be able to shed off a couple of devices, whatever, and keep the lights running, maybe keep the computers running. What you're likely to experience in your house, if you haven't participated, is just a simple brownout. Now, you know what a brownout is. You've probably had brownouts in your area. We certainly have had them in Arizona. We've had them in California. When a brownout happens, it's very, very dangerous to any kind of electronic equipment, of course. But essentially your voltage goes down. So if they just say, look, you're not on our system, we can't talk to your devices, so we're just going to give you X amount of watts for your house this afternoon, and, you know, good luck. You're going to have to go around and turn off your own lights, turn off your own washer, to bring your voltage back up for the remaining devices on, you know, that you have in your house. And most people will get tired of that pretty quickly and say, gee, I guess I better toe the line here and go out, you know, and do it like everybody else.
But what if you're poor and you can't buy all new appliances, or if your mother is on oxygen or, you know, some type of medical device?
Yeah, there's a lot of social problems with this, isn't there? I don't quite want to think about it out to those, you know, to those extremes, but it is a crackpot. In my estimation, it's a crackpot scheme for a number of reasons. When you put computers in charge of anything, you're asking for trouble, because computers can be hacked, computers can be compromised, software can be compromised. You have to create blanket solutions in software. You can't factor into software, you know, Aunt Maud's dependency on the oxygen machine.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a total social nightmare. We're going to hold it right there as we go into our first break. In the second hour, we come back out. We'll explore more of this madness with Patrick Wood.
So I remember everything. Oh, every man.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days, 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
About, in my estimation, something that's totally insane. And if you think this is fantasy, folks, President Obama in 2009 allocated $3.4 billion on 100 smart grid projects in Italy. Over 85% of their homes are already on this insane system. So, Patrick, I'd like to turn it back to you and talk about, you know, what's the upside, the downside, and, you know, what can we expect from this if we can't stop it?
Well, there is some consumer blowback taking place around the country. I don't know about other countries, but in our country there is some. There's quite a bit of resistance in Northern California right now, for instance, to PG&E's pilot program to replace all the power meters with digital meters. It's going to be very difficult to figure out, you know, where this is going to go, Dave. The biggest problem is the international control is going to be outside of our Congress. And, you know, that's the scariest thing. We've got a president right now, and he's creating a precedent here, a president that is completely in line with globalist goals, with global law, international law, at the expense of our own Constitution and our own Congress. Ergo, he can go to war in Libya without even consulting Congress. Even leading Democrats like Dennis Kucinich are all over him for slapping Congress in the face and committing American military troops in overseas conflict. So you have a precedent set now that the executive branch seems to think they can do anything they want to do, and not consult with the American people or even with Congress or through to the American people through Congress, and they can just go ahead and do what they want. So if a global energy grid is put in place and the administration decides summarily and unilaterally that, that we need to be a part of that energy grid, that's it. That's curtains for, you know, that's what's going to happen. And the thing is, energy is like water, in a sense. It's absolutely essential for life. And it's essential for progress, for manufacturing, for all kinds of services. If you don't have the energy, you cannot do hardly anything. You can't even pump water, as a matter of fact. And so control over energy is almost like controlling the oxygen in the room. And you just don't want to have some international body you know, like the United Nations or somewhere, heaven forbid, that's telling us how we may use our energy. This is an end run, by the way, big picture again. This is an end run around the Kyoto Protocol. This is an end run around the United Nations initiative for Agenda 21 even. This is a direct attack on the most basic ingredient for business around the world and life, energy. If they get control of it, you cannot sit back and say, well, just because somebody could take control doesn't mean they will. Well, wake up, people. Of course it does. That's always been the case. If they build it, they will come and take it over.
Well, there's no question.
There's just no question.
No, there's no question, Patrick. 1-800-313-9443 is the number to call to be a part of the show. But, Patrick, you believe that this system is also going to be the new money, the new currency. Tell us how that'll work.
Well, there's back in the 1930s, the idea of using carbon credits to control the economy was first suggested in a kind of a formal way. It's been reintroduced probably two or three times over the years since. And I wrote a paper on it last year called Carbon Currency, A New Beginning for Technocracy, in which I explain modern-day literature, well, the historical significance first, and then explain modern-day literature that picks up on this exact concept that was developed back in the 1930s and brought it into the modern-day world. This is basically what cap-and-trade is all about.
Mm-hmm.
This is what peak oil is all about, and the fact that they say we're going to run out of carbon-based energy, you know, and we're all going to die, so Al Gore next year on March 22nd.
Global warming, too, I might add.
Yeah, right. It's all global warming, you see. All of this, anything to do with energy, anything to do with global warming, anything to do with the environment, the environmental movement, the green movement, it all comes to bear on this. And so it's not surprising to see the people who are putting forth the carbon currency concept are people that come out of that those groups. But they're high-level people. We're not talking about wingnuts out there talking about this. These are, sophisticated, Yale, Harvard, MBA types and stuff discussing this. And they're talking about using carbon credits in place of currency to control commerce, which, by the way, would also control global warming. You see, global warming becomes an excuse to implement the carbon currency because we all want to control global warming, don't we? you know, it's like, well, what better way to do it than just take charge of all those nasty polluting industries out there, make them do business according to carbon currency, and if they don't have enough of it, they just have to close down their plants. Oh, well.
Well, how will this work for us to go to the grocery store and buy goods? Will we still use some new money, maybe the world-o, or will we be using some form of this carbon credit?
In England, paper that came out of England suggested that a carbon currency would be used alongside of the regular currency, like the pound there, and that you would have to have a dual mechanism to buy goods. In other words, if you run out of carbon credits, you'll have to go out and buy some more. It makes all the rest of your purchases more expensive. But other papers have called just for a complete conversion over to a carbon currency. And if you go back and study the original technocracy papers from the 1930s to get an idea of where these people came from, they were all engineers and scientists and technologists, by the way, back then that cooked this up. Same kind of engineers and technologists we have today. And they believed back then that all that, well, first they believed because of the Great Depression, capitalism was dead. We have the same situation today. People like George Soros, for instance, are saying capitalism is dead. We need to do something new. So they proposed that capitalism was based on a price, on currency-based pricing, throw it all out the door, implement a new system that's energy-based, and use carbon credits as a means of controlling and accounting for it. What that would mean is that all property would be held in common for the whole common good. There would be no private property. There would be the carbon credits you get would expire on a certain period of time. So you could not store up wealth for yourself. You couldn't build an inheritance for your children because the carbon currency credits that you had expire at the end of a period of time.
So this picks up where the death tax takes off.
Pardon?
Or this takes up where the death tax would leave off.
Well, it does. It would just do away. It does away with private property. It does away with capitalism. I mean, you know, the whole concept of wealth is just gone in a technocratic, in a purely technocratic system. And by the way, I'm not suggesting that we're going to have a pure technocratic system as they dreamt it up in 1932. We may or we may not. Usually, the way history turns out is you end up with some kind of a bastardized system down the road where, you know, people throw in other things and twists and curveballs and whatever. And, you know, the policies get changed a little bit. But this is the place we have to start back in the 1930s because that's where technocracy was born. That's where this carbon-based economy stuff was born. And, Dave, the people that are involved in this, the co-founder of Technocracy, Inc. in the 1930s was M. King Hubbard. That's the guy, Dave, that invented the peak oil theory.
Yes, I know.
Okay, and you see, Hubbard is acknowledged in all of the green movement as being a father of the movement. he was one of the principals. This guy he founded Technocracy Inc. So we have to take him seriously.
No, we do have to take him seriously. But, you know, I also see this in another vein, Patrick. I see this as a way to force compliance into Agenda 21. I live out in the middle of nowhere, 25 miles from civilization, and as we know, Agenda 21 from the UN wants to crowd people in densely populated urban areas and have us live on top of each other, and they could make my rate so sky high out here that I couldn't afford to stay here.
And Dave, I will say that's exactly, you hit the nail on the head, whether anybody's exactly planning that or it's just going to happen. But this is exactly what's going to happen. Everywhere smart meters have been introduced so far has jacked up the rates and stuff that people pay. And people will be discriminated against that live in rural areas, forcing them into their little technates, if you will, to live in their little hive societies.
Talk about the technates. You use that phrase in your articles.
Absolutely.
What's a technate?
Well, I'm sorry. A technate is a city that is based on technocracy. And you can look at it as a beehive, that everybody lives and works in close proximity. They like to live close enough in these little pods where you can walk to work or bicycle to work or whatever. Totally efficient. Totally green. You work where they tell you to work, essentially, and you get your energy credits, and you use your free time doing whatever you like to do. You know, and they don't specify what that is, but that's what a technate is. It's a living group of people with industry and power. You know, power distribution built into it, and you have technates connected to each other. With corridors, just like Agenda 21, like the Biodiversity Treaty, and people are encouraged to live in the technics. Ultimately, they must live in the technics if they want to survive. And this is what original technocracy proposed back in the 1930s.
Annie?
So, Patrick, they could use this mechanism to control our so-called enemy countries?
Let's hold it right there. That's a good cliffhanger. We come back from the break, Annie. We're going to answer that question.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Our special guest this evening is August Review's Patrick Wood, and we're talking about the lesser-known topic of technocracy. Hopefully, Patrick's going to be able to get the word out about this because it's frightening, but not very well understood. We'll get to your phone calls in a moment. And Annie, as we went into the break, you asked what I thought was a very important question. I'd like you to repeat that, and we'll get Patrick's answer.
Well, I was just wondering if this can be used to control and also make our enemy countries just fall into line.
It's going to cause
controlled by the UN.
Absolutely. It'll cause everybody to fall in line any which way they decide they wanted to fall in line. We, you know, whether they change us to become like them or them to become like us, we'll all be in the same dilemma. You have to have energy for your country to survive. The interesting thing to me, whether how it was orchestrated how it happened this way, is not material to the discussion. But you have the crisis in Japan, the energy crisis in Japan, that will certainly limit nuclear technology and all around the world. And secondly, you have the meltdown in the Mideast going on right now, which mm-hmm. we do see, of course, meddling there by the the military-industrial complex. The net effect of the meltdown in the Mideast is going to be energy will become scarcer and scarcer, and everybody's going to cry, oh, we must be independent of these people, and therefore even greater need for allocation of energy on a global basis. You could just hear the screams coming. It's predictable at this point.
And add water to that, the control of water.
You can, and there's another case to be made for water in addition to this. It's related, certainly, but water and energy are dependent on each other. You can't pump water without energy.
Well, and food falls into that paradigm too, Patrick.
Food falls into it too. Unless you have a 40-acre parcel and a couple of teams of mules and manual implements, you can't produce food without a lot of power in today's global agricultural community.
This is ringing so true, Patrick, because if you recall the food safety bill making it illegal for you to grow your own food in certain circumstances and you cannot sell it.
Yes.
I mean, this is about the control of everything. And then you look at Monsanto positioning itself to control GMOs, and GMOs are expanding like stage 4 cancer.
Yes. Dave, there's so many things that fit when you understand how they're making this final end run on energy. All these other things all of a sudden make sense. The green movement makes sense. Global warming makes sense. Global warming never made sense. But you understand what I'm saying.
The strategy behind global warming. And, the interesting thing is they're not just going to subjugate us in this technocratic or technocracy feudalism, but they're going to make a bunch of money off of this.
Well, they're going to end up with all the money, whatever it is. And I've said for years that the distribution of gold or the redistribution of gold in the world has gone from weak hands, that is people's hands, into the hands of the global elite. And you ask, well, why have the central banks been dumping their gold reserves? Why has the IMF been dumping their gold reserves for the last 20 years? Do you really think it went into jewelry? You really think it went into wedding rings and, gold necklaces and stuff like that? That's ridiculous. These 400-ounce bars that are minted, 99.999% pure gold, these are monetized. This is monetized gold, these 400-ounce bars. Everybody's seen these in pictures at least, never held one. But these bars have migrated from the central banks, from the IMF and so on, into private hands, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
And who are these private hands? Well, it's a small group of bullion banks and private investors that have been kind of quietly soaking up all of the monetized gold in the world over the last 30 years. Now, you can forget gold ever becoming a currency again because they control all the gold. It will never happen. But when they have control of enough gold and then they decide to pull the plug on the energy business here, like what we're talking about, and implement this worldwide energy web, they will control everything from the top down. All the means of production will be under their control, and they will have the majority of gold in their hands. They can do whatever they want.
And do you think it's too strong a statement when President Obama talked about fundamentally transforming the country? That fits with the UN language of reconfiguration. I mean,
yes,
Annie and I labeled him a traitor in the first half hour. How do you see this, President?
Yes, it does. And Dave, you have to go back to the 1990s at least, when Al Gore and Bill Clinton were in the White House, both of them members of the Trilateral Commission, by the way. It was Al Gore, under the direction of Bill Clinton, who came up with the entire reinventing government theme. That's where this came from. It came from a Trilateral Commission member, Al Gore, reinventing government. And it's trickled down all the way through the federal government. It's trickled down to local government as well. And when they say they're going to reinvent government, doesn't this make you a little concerned? Reinvent it like how? What are they
reinvent
talking
to
about?
Circumvent the Constitution. That's how I take it.
That's exactly right. That's exactly what they're doing.
When we come back from the break, we're going to take your calls. Roger, you're up first. And call in. Let Patrick know your concerns. Ask your questions. We'll see you on the other side.
There is a sea. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Our special guest this evening is Patrick Wood, and let's go out to the lines and share Patrick with the listening audience. Hi, Roger. You're on the show with Patrick Wood. What's on your mind?
Hi. I have two questions. First of all, it's probably going to be illegal to tamper with whatever meter they put on your wall, but unless they enact laws to keep you from diddling with the appliances you buy, what's to stop me from pulling the energy management circuit board and just jumping the circuit, or going to the Hacked Gadgets website and use whatever workaround somebody's posted?
I don't think that's going to be possible. They will know immediately when you, if you disconnect, bypass, or tamper with that digital meter, because it's in constant communication with the utility.
I'm not talking about the meter on the wall, but the circuit boards and the appliances. Like if I get a microwave that has the smart circuit board in it, if there's no law against me, modifying my own appliances, what's to stop me from just bypassing the circuit?
Probably nothing if you know how to do it.
Okay. The second question is...
Well, before you leave that point, Roger, I think that's an excellent point, and I'd like to dovetail on that, piggytail on that. Patrick, what about people that are already off the grid and say they're independent because of solar?
Well, you mean because they have their own generation and stuff?
Yes.
Well, they'll be okay. The problem is it's very difficult to maintain yourself off the grid.
Mm-hmm.
You can do it maybe for a week, a month, or 2 months, but to live off the grid 100%, you're putting yourself back in the Stone Age, essentially.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, Roger, your second question?
What are the chances of them failing through their own self-destructive hubris, as exampled by Bernie Madoff, BP, and the nuclear reactor managers in Japan? You know, they're constantly assuming that nothing can go wrong with their plans and taking all kinds of shortcuts that eventually blow up in their face. How are they going to succeed when, in many cases, they're their own worst enemies?
I think it's a great question. I think that the odds of their bungling this in the end is 100%. I'm not very pessimistic if they're going to pull this off the way they envision it. The problem is that they're going to screw the entire world up in the process. Well, not that it's not already screwed up, but the odds of them actually pulling this off is going to be very difficult. And whether they do or don't, I'm not sure how we'd be worse off. If they try it and fail, for whatever reasons, you know, the systems get hacked and people, you know, electronic anarchists take over, for instance, I'm not sure if that's a better state for us in the end than just letting them control it. Honestly, either way, we're hosed if they continue down the current road.
Do you think before they can usher in this system of carbon credits for trading that they have to collapse the world's currencies first?
I certainly do, and I've said this for some time. I don't know that the time is right yet, Dave, but all of the major currencies of the world are paper currencies. You know, people argue about, well, is the yuan is too cheap, the dollar's going to crash. They don't get it. All of the paper currencies of the world are going to go up in smoke like one big kahoosh someday. It's not going to be the dollar. Forget looking at the dollar. Look at paper. Paper everywhere. The world is wallpapered with paper currency.
Yep.
All of these currencies at this point in a state of flux back and forth, eventually the entire fiat currency system in the world is going to collapse. And I might add, even George Soros knows this.
I think he's causing it.
Honestly, I think he's right behind it too. But he recognizes at least that the currency, I mean, he's pretty much said it, that the currency system in the world today is inadequate and it's all going to crash. The only question is, what is he going to replace it with? And he's busy figuring that out right now.
Exactly. Roger, do you have a follow-up?
No, thanks for taking my questions.
Okay, good
work.
Questions. Thanks, Roger. Let's go out to North Dakota and welcome Terry to the Common Sense Show. Hi, Terry. Hi, Terry. Are you with us?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay. I have two questions for your guest. Do you think these people that want to implement this smart grid cupcake theory, by the way, I saw a little bit about this information on Glenn Beck, but do you think these people are evil?
Oh, yes. Not everybody.
Annie, let's make it unanimous.
But yes.
Oh, I agree.
You know, Patrick, when I look at the psychology of it, and I have a background in mental health counseling, I look at this, and it just seems that when you reach a certain point of wealth, unless you just have special character traits, that the desire to control people with power is the only thing left in your life, because you have more money than God, and your great-great-grandchildren will never have to work. So now it's about how much can you control.
All right. My second question, do you think that they will try to implement this before or after they take our weapons? Since they're so evil, I want to know.
Restate that for me, Dave. I couldn't quite
hear. Well, what she said was, do you think that which will come first, this technotronic era, as Zbigniew Brzezinski called it, or the confiscation of guns?
The technotronic era. I mean, this the technocratic era is what's upon us right now.
Well, it's not going to happen then. That's where they're going to screw up.
Well, they will go forward stumbling and, you know, falling on their faces perhaps, but you got to remember too, they've got their handle on the throttle of the express train. Maybe it's a runaway train, but they still have their handle. Their hand is on the throttle, causing the train to go faster, slower, and perhaps steering it from track to track. There will be trouble along the way, there's no doubt. But the direction that they're taking us in my opinion, the direction they're taking us in is absolutely wrong. It's wrong-headed. It's short-sighted. From at least if you believe in liberty and stuff like that, is short-sighted. From their perspective, it's genius. If I was in their shoes, if I was in George Soros' shoes, if I was in David Rockefeller's shoes, or any of those people, I would say in a private room where I had 100 of those people together, I would say, men, maybe there's a few women there too, I would say, we are geniuses to figure this out. This is a genius plan.
Well, I agree. It is brilliant. Terry, did you have one more question for Patrick?
Well, just a statement. Whenever I asked you if you thought these people were evil, and all of you agreed that they were evil, I just can't believe that the wealthy, because I know wealthy people, and they're not evil. They do things for the good of what they believe is the good of the people, of wanting to help people. And I just can't believe that they're evil. All of these people that are in on this plan could be evil. I just call me naive, but I just
well, I hope Terry, listen to me from the bottom of your heart, my heart. I hope that you're right, and I hope that the three of us are wrong. But when you read what some of these people in the radical environmental movement talk about, when they say they want to depopulate the planet to 500 million people by any means necessary, I think that's pretty evil.
Yes, that is, especially on how and they're going to depopulate. And
yes.
Let's
let Patrick weigh in on
that.
Let
me answer this succinctly. I want to make sure that people understand. I'm not calling everybody in this has anything to do with this evil. Everybody's not evil in that sense. Like they're spawn of the devil or something. But
right.
There is a core of people at the top of this pyramid, if you will, that I do believe are purely evil in their mind. They know what they're doing. In their mind, they have a plan that's going to screw everybody else and it's going to put them on top. This is purely evil. Was Bernie Madoff evil? Well, you could argue that. Of course, I mean, anybody, 100 people look at it, 100 people say, yes, Bernie Madoff was evil.
Yes, Bernie Madoff was evil. I can assure you of that.
But it's not everybody. All the people working for Bernie Madoff were not necessarily evil, and all the people, surrounding and the brokers, and you can't say every banker at Goldman Sachs is not evil.
Yeah, sure. But you know what? I think the country better off without Goldman Sachs. Okay, Terry, thanks so much for your call. Some excellent points and excellent questions.
Yeah.
Let's go to BJ in Arizona. Hi, BJ. You're on the Common Sense Show with Dave, Annie, and our guest, Patrick Wood.
I agree that there are good and evil people across the whole financial spectrum. But the ones at the very top, what are they going to be at the top of the heap of if they've wrecked the air, the soil, the seas, the crops? And I keep thinking, what in the heck are they doing? And then I think to myself, maybe they don't care about their descendants.
Let me just say one thing. It just reminded me of a quote from a famous book I read when I was in college. And the quote basically goes like this. It's better to rule in hell than serve in heaven. And I don't know, Patrick, how you feel about that, but that's how I see some of these people.
Mm. Absolutely. And we haven't had any discussion yet about Bible prophecy and all of this, but I will suggest to any of those who are buffs, if you will, of biblical prophecy, they should, in light of what I'm saying here, they should go especially and restudy Revelation 17, 18, and 19 and see if they see any parallels or any significance to what technocracy will do to the world it's pretty, I'll tell you what, it's pretty eye-opening. I won't say anymore.
Do three numbers come to mind, Patrick? 666?
Well, of course, 666 is there, too.
I add one more thought to it?
Yes, please, go ahead.
Well, it seems like maybe the deal is they have so much money, and maybe they're angry, the older ones of this group, that they are going to die and they can't take it with them. So let's throw up the checkerboard and have some fun before we pass away.
Well, that's a way.
My mind just can't go anywhere else. I'm not a Bible person.
You know, here's the situation I see it as, BJ and Pat and Annie. Most of us here in America, we just want to be left alone by our government, and there are those people that won't leave us alone. And those people that won't leave us alone don't work on the same moral plane that we do. We've been handed a set of rules and protocols to follow, some philosophical, some legal, some religious. And these people live outside these codes at the highest levels.
Very well put, Dave.
Well, what do you think about my theory, though, that let's just have fun and trash it all, like enjoying watching Iraq when they had all the horrible stuff and torturing going on. I saw a glint in George Bush's eye one day when he was being interviewed, and it was like, ooh, the guy was describing some of the bodies that were found, and there was a weird look that crossed Bush's face, and it made the hair on my neck stand up.
Well, that's true for both of us. We're going to scoop EJ, but some good points, and thanks so much for your call, and please call again. You know, Patrick, you brought up a point that I wanted to address, and it kind of slipped by. You talked about this new system of technocracy is going to be run for the, quote, common good, and if I can avoid the sarcasm of saying the communist good. The common good's based on communitarian law out of Europe, where your civil rights and your liberties only exist as long as the leaders determine it's in the common good. It's not constitutional law, is it?
No, it's not. And that's a good point that you bring up. Communitarian philosophy is at the core of this. That will be the social fabric that the decisions are made from is communitarian law. And I want to add to that, there are three structures in society that make things work. There's a political structure, there's an economic structure, and there's a religious structure. I call this the eternal triangle of civilization. And you find today that communitarian law is structured into the political system of the world through the United Nations and others. You see that it's slipping into our economy at breakneck speed. And you also see communitarian religious system coming up now, where churches are blatantly calling themselves communitarian churches.
It's scary. I know. I hear the same thing.
It's like, okay, all three of these things are coming together at the same time. And if you look at the people who are responsible for these different, you know, for this coming into these different legs of the triangle, it always goes back to the same group of financiers, Dave. It always goes back to the same groups, the Rockefeller Brothers Fund, Carnegie Mellon, Ford Foundation, and, you know, there's a whole list, probably two or three dozen of those foundations that philanthropists who have funded this communitarian way of thinking. And, you know, I tell you what, you look at the pieces, you can't see the whole picture. You have to step back now. Adding in what we know now about technocracy all of a sudden makes these other things fit. Why are they doing this? What is the end game, you see? Where is it headed, really?
Well, it's real clear to me where it's headed. It's headed to one-world feudalism, of which energy, food, and water are all going to be controlled for us.
That's exactly right.
I want to ask you your opinion. Glenn Beck. He goes where no man in the media, mainstream media, has ever gone before. What's your opinion of him?
Well, you know, there's some good things to be said about Glenn Beck, and I know that he has his detractors on both sides of the political spectrum. Even some people in the conservative community don't trust him still. You know, I haven't been a big fan of Glenn Beck ever since he started his show. He's a great entertainer, and he does occasionally have some great shows on. He had G. Edward Griffin on the other day,
yes,
talking about his book, Jekyll Island, and that's great. That's absolutely fantastic that Ed would get that kind of exposure for his book. A lot more people out there in the public are going to be awakened up to the fraud of the Federal Reserve. But, you know, you have to be a little suspicious when, you know, a major media outlet, even if it's Fox, will let this kind of information out. And I don't know where this is all going to end in the end. I like to see the information come out on one hand. On the other hand, you know, I always have a little bit of a reservation to say, you know, go for it, Glenn.
Well, other than you and I and Annie and a few people that we know, who would know about George Soros if it wasn't for Glenn Beck?
Well, that's right. He's popularized that topic tremendously, and you know, that's
amazing.
Great. That's more than you and I could ever do.
Yeah, you're exactly right. When we come back from the break, we're going to put a wrap on this most interesting interview and tell you how you can read all of Patrick's articles. Stay tuned, everybody.
In the back. It only took a minute for my finger to find my daily dose of destiny under my sign.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Our special guest this evening has been Patrick Wood. And Patrick, before we put a wrap on the interview, just I want to finish a thought before we went into the break. Annie and I have come across some information some time ago that the reason that Glenn Beck is being allowed to do what he's doing is because Rupert Murdoch is part of the new money. His boss is part of the new money, and he's on the wrong side of the side that's winning. And this is kind of Rupert Murdoch's temper tantrum. And so this is, and Andy and I are actually going to, at some point, we're going to probably devote a significant series of segments to from our show to covering this, but I'm still gathering information. But anyway, I didn't ask one of the more obvious questions, and is it safe to say that with regard to our energy future, if these globalists actually pull this off, we'll be using energy more and enjoying it less because we'll be spending so much more?
Well, we'll be, I don't know about enjoying it more. Any time the government meddles with a fundamental system of society, it gets scarce. It doesn't get more plentiful. The government doesn't know how to make anything more plentiful. All it knows how to do is curtail and constrain. And that's what's going to happen with energy. If these people are allowed to have their way, they will so screw up the global energy grid and the distribution of energy that we'll all be lucky to have 5 hours electricity a day. This is just my opinion. I'm being a little sarcastic.
No, I think you're right on the money. I think there's going to be huge technical issues, but I also look for our costs. As President Obama once said, your utility costs will necessarily skyrocket.
Yes.
Now, that's pretty much how I see it.
It will. It will skyrocket. And there's no bargain in this for consumers. I don't care what they say. They always hold that out as a carrot. But you can forget it. The government has no way to make anything more efficient. It always ends up making stuff less efficient than if the private market took it, did it.
You're preaching to the choir on that one.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I want to take a moment and let everyone know where they can read all of your articles on August Review. So we'll take a moment and talk about that.
You betcha. AugustReview.com is where you're going to find my two lead articles on technocracy. And I encourage people to go there and study it. And if there's any researchers listening out here, get on the ball and start looking up those footnotes to do your own research and start digging up more info on this. I'm working by myself out here, folks. I need about 50 or 100 or 1,000, researchers looking at this all at the same time. My other website is augustforecast.com, which has more to do with looking forward in time, forecasting investments and stock market currencies, precious metals, stuff like that. It's the premium website. Relatively low-cost subscription. Love to have people come on board if they're interested in that sort of thing. It's augustforecast.com. Otherwise, everything on augustreview.com is free. All my original research on is there on the Trilateral Commission as well. And, have at it. Prove me wrong. That's what I say to people. Tell me, prove to me I'm wrong, and, boy, I'll adjust my position in a heartbeat.
I spent 4 hours researching the two articles that you had sent me, and I consider myself to be an experienced researcher. I teach research and statistics at the collegiate level, and I have to tell you, Patrick, I couldn't find any holes in your reasoning. I didn't see any unfounded claims that were based on hearsay or unfounded supposition. I didn't see any bootstrapping. And what's amazing to me is why no one else is grabbing a hold of this.
I don't know either, Dave, except that it's so big a concept that it's just unbelievable to a lot of people. It's just so far beyond their understanding. It's just like, I can't connect.
I know. You're going to get an army of researchers on your side. Patrick, we're out of time. We got to scoot. Patrick Wood, ladies and gentlemen, Annie DeRiso. Join us next week when our guest will be Carol Rosen, special advisor to Wernher von Braun.
Thanks
so much. Have a great week. God bless.
The next